selling your prescription for freedom and giving you a voice every week. This is Armed American Radio, coming to you from the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Now, here's Mark Walters.
In the Crossbreed Holster Studios, I love that every time I say it. No other radio program in America comes from a studio with a name like that. The safest radio studio in all of America. I can promise you that. The lefties would say it contains an arsenal. And they'd be scared to come in because there's more than 100 rounds of ammunition in the Armed American Radio Crossbreed Holster Studios. Welcome to the program. So much to talk with you about. Lots of fun stuff going on. I'd like to say I hope you're having a huge Memorial Day weekend. I hope you remember why you're having a huge weekend and the sacrifices that so many people and their families have made so that you and I can sit here and talk about the things they don't want us talking about. Our right to keep and bear arms. That's our right. And they can't take it away from us. And we have that right, and we possess that right as a God-given right. And we are able to recognize that right in this beautiful country of ours because of the sacrifices of so many people. That's why we continue to be able to exercise our right to bear arms in the face of well-funded enemies of our freedoms that want to take it away. So while you barbecue and have a wonderful time and a great weekend and a happy weekend and spend an amazing amount of time with your family and your friends, please don't forget why you're able to do that. I have a great lineup for this hour. George the Mad Ogre Hill has agreed to stay here. He's in North Carolina, works at a gun shop in North Carolina. Paul Vallone from Grassroots North Carolina will be here in just a second. I see the lights blinking. I know they're on the line. But first, we have to go to Trent Cooper at Crossbreed Holsters out in Missouri. Trent, how you doing?
Good to talk to you, and especially on a weekend like this. Obviously, we want to, like you just get through saying, wish everybody a happy Memorial Day. Truly remember what it's all about. It's about those who have died in service to give us our rights, and for those out there that are putting their lives on the line every day to keep giving us our rights to be able to do what we do out here, and you know, for you to do what you do to encourage everybody out there that you do on a daily basis and especially on the weekends. So. Again, happy Memorial Day to everybody. Let's really remember what it's all about.
You better believe it. Have a great weekend. Be safe, but let's not forget why we're here. We can't forget why we're here. Trent, Crossbreed Holsters, I love when I have an opportunity. During the first hour, I was telling you that I had to go to the doctor this week just to follow up on some blood work I had done months ago, and I had forgotten to make an appointment. They want to talk to you and go over your blood results, you know, and before he told me everything was great, and it was, the first thing out of his mouth when he walked in the room where I was sitting on the little paper-covered thing, you know, he says, "Look what I just got. How you doing? Look what I got." And he reached in his wallet and he showed me his concealed carry permit. That's my doctor. So we sat there and we talked about guns and Crossbreed holsters. We talked about what kind of gun he's going to carry. And I get the biggest kick out of that. He's a big fan of the program. And when he says to me, "Hey, love the Daily Show," you know, he's listening to the program. That's a great doctor to have.
Absolutely.
And he loves Crossbreed holster products. So how about we give one away? I've got a name here from someone who has just won the Facebook giveaway. And I want to tell you, Trent, and listeners, over 55,000 of you participated in this giveaway today for the Crossbreed Holster Shooters Pack. Trent, tell us what the Shooters Pack consists of.
Well, Mark, the Shooters Pack, and I'm going to go ahead and say it now, that if they want a concealed carry pack or a Shooters Pack, either way.
We'll take your pick. Okay, good.
The Shooters Pack is a belt, one of our belts that we make in-house. It's an outside-the-waistband holster and an outside-the-waistband mag carrier. It's great for, you know, for those that want to carry outside the waistband or, you know, with the mag carrier on there, whether single or dual, heading to the range. It's great to train with And again, it's great to carry with. The concealed carry pack, obviously, is exactly what it is. It's one of our belts made in-house, and one of our IWB holsters, super tuck, mini tuck, appendix carry, which is big nowadays, and inside the waistband mag carrier. I'll just say it now that they can choose between the two of them, and whichever one they want, that's what they'll get.
All right, sounds good. So the winner gets his pick now. That's great. You get to pick either, as you heard Trent say, the outside the waistband with the outside the waistband dual mag carrier and the belt, or the concealed carry pack. The concealed carry pack is the super tuck, the absolute classic, the original, the real one, the super tuck, the most comfortable holster on the market. You've heard me tell the story about it many times. I'll probably tell it again later in the broadcast because it's a good one to tell. But the super tuck holster for the gun of your choice or the appendix carry, that's great, with the inside the waistband mag carrier and the belt. Both of those packages consist of those retail packages are what, close to $200, about $165, aren't they, with all three items?
Yep, absolutely. You can start around $150, $160. And it's a pretty sweet deal. So
yeah, you can go up from there. Okay, well, let's give it away. It looks like Rich Hale in Turlock, California. Rich Hale in Turlock, California. I bet I know which one he's going to pick.
I believe so, yeah.
Rich, I'll tell you what. If you're listening live, great. We're going to go ahead and put your name up on the Facebook page sometime between now and the hour, and we will reach out to you as well. You can also reach out to me if you'd like to at mark@armedamericanradio.org. mark@armedamericanradio.org. Whichever way you choose to get in touch with us, we'll also reach out to you, and we'll put you in touch with the man that you just heard on the radio. That's Mr. Trent Cooper, and you guys will work out the shipment of it. You guys can pick it out. I'm sure you may have some questions. Trent will be more than happy to help you out. Crossbreed Holsters, everybody. Trent, thank you very much for coming on here and giving this away on Memorial Day weekend, and congratulations to Rich Hale.
Yeah, no worries. We'll talk soon, Mark.
Sounds good. Thank you, sir. Okay. Wow. I love giving that away. That's the most popular thing. I'm telling you, Sean, when we put that shooter's pack or crossbreed holsters up there, it lights up. Tens of thousands of people. We could have filled a stadium today.
Oh, yeah. That's
with the amount
that's
of people that got in there. Yeah. So, Rich, that's I'm not as lucky as you are. I would never win anything like that, you know. But congratulations for winning that, Rich Hale in Turlock, California. What?
You know, when you first read the name, I wasn't paying attention. I thought you said mine, so.
My bad. You're not allowed. But, wishful thinking, right? It is fun to daydream.
Well, it's a good
thought. Aaron Hernandez thinks he's going to get out of prison one day, too. Hey, wishful thinking.
Look, it's a great product. And, of course, I want one.
Of course you do. Of course you do. What it is you want one for free. You're like me. You're a big fan of free stuff, and I appreciate that.
Yes.
Well, Rich Hale gets the free stuff today. Congrats, Rich. And thanks for tuning in, and thanks for participating and sharing the post. We do appreciate it, and we appreciate everything that you as a listener do for the program. Let's go to, first off, George Hill. George, staying with us. George, thanks very much down there and living in South Carolina, working in North Carolina, right?
Absolutely. I'm living in South, working in the North. You know, usually if it's from the North working in the South, that's called a carpetbagger. I don't know what it's called when you're going the opposite direction. But, hey, my doctor packs as well. He packs a SIG 938.
Nice.
Which is SIG's subcompact single stack 9mm great pistol. And my doctor, I don't know about your doctor, but my doctor, he's the best in the country. So
which one's he carrying, the SIG what?
The SIG 938.
Yeah, I have the 938 as well, and it's a great gun. I love it. I love carrying it. I've got three go-tos. Of course, my favorite is the Glock 17. That's my old tired worn out pair of jeans that I just love that gun. And then in other situations, that P938 rides with me on a fairly regular basis as well. I'll tell you this. I always have one of my North American Arms minis on. All right, let's go over to Paul Vallone. Paul Vallone from Grassroots, North Carolina. George, I wanted you to stick around because you lived in North Carolina before you moved to South Carolina, and you work in a gun shop in North Carolina. So this applies to you. Paul, welcome to the show, man. How are you? It's great to have you back.
Very good, Mark. Thank you very much for having me.
Hey, we had to give away that holster. I hope you can stick with us for the remainder of the hour, right? We got a lot to talk about with you. You okay with the time?
Absolutely. And I'm kind of disappointed I didn't get shot at the holster, actually.
Well, you know what?
I feel your pain, Paul. Trust
Sean
me.
Feels your pain, Paul.
I feel your pain.
Yeah, those giveaways are huge. We don't have enough time to play, but you're running an ad. You've got a radio ad out, right?
You bet. We have right. a Bloomberg problem in North Carolina, like many states do right now. And so we're running a little radio spot to counteract that, which I hope other states will emulate and run themselves.
Well, I'll tell you what, we're going to get a head start. We've got just a couple seconds before we go to the break. Is that right, Sean? Yep, there
yes,
we go.
Sir.
Perfect timing. See, I know what I'm doing here. I really do know what I'm doing here. I could sense that. So when we come back from the break, Paul, what we're going to do is we're going to play that spot. Sean has this one queued up.
Okay.
And we're going to play this as soon as we come back so people can hear what this is all about. And then we'll go into detail. Armed American Radio continues right after this.
Way too often we hear stories of law-abiding gun owners being labeled as vigilantes and the violent thugs being painted as sweet, harmless kids. Here's the thing. If you own a firearm and are forced to use it to protect your loved ones, your toughest battle might very well happen afterwards in the courtroom. You need to know your rights and understand exactly what happens after the smoke clears. And that's the reason the United States Concealed Carry Association exists. So if you go to defendfamilynow.com right now, you can download our groundbreaking guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense that will help you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy court, and home with your family when you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. This guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life one day. Simply visit defendfamilynow.com to download your 100% free guide. Again, that's defendfamilynow.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
Car Arms introduces the new addition to their double-action micro-compact pistol line, the CW380, with a 2.5-inch barrel, an overall length under 5 inches, and standing under 4 inches tall. The CW380 weighs just 10.2 ounces, making it the perfect choice for lawful concealed carry. The micro-compact CW380 allows rapid-fire follow-up shots with little recoil and retails for under $420. The new CW380 from Car Arms. Carry one today.
Emerson Knives is the first company completely dedicated to producing knives for self-defense, law enforcement, and military applications. The Emerson CQC-7 is the most influential tactical folder of all time, carried in places not found on any roadmap. The CQC-7 should be carried whether you're at a movie with your family or kicking in doors in Iraq. The CQC-7 is on duty with the select few who have known the chaos of conflict. For your own CQC-7, visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
The Super Tuck by Crossbreed Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holster available on the market today. Is it any wonder why it's the most copied design on the planet? Used by law enforcement and civilians around the world, the Super Tuck by Crossbreed is adjustable for ride depth and cant, often imitated but never duplicated. The Super Tuck holster is available for a wide variety of popular carry guns. For more information and to order your Super Tuck, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
this upcoming segment of AAR is sponsored by the USCCA Education and Training Department. For your own toolkit or to become a certified instructor, visit teachuscca.com. That's teachuscca.com.
Welcome back to the Armed American Radio Network. A big shout out to all of our listeners on the mighty 1290 KOIL, 1290 AM, the mighty 1290 News Talk KOIL, Omaha, Nebraska. We're with you. We're praying for you. Our hearts go out to you. Memorial Day weekend. Awful story out there with Officer Carrie Orozco. Absolutely heartbreaking. And I know that your community is and will continue to rally around her family and that little girl who will now never grow up knowing her mother. Well, I shouldn't say that she's going to know her mother, but never feeling the touch and the love from her mother's arms ever as a result of the actions of Marcus Wheeler. Just an awful story. And I do want to take you over here. You can head over to Omaha Police Foundation.org, Omaha Police Foundation.org, and find out how you can support Carrie's family. The fund is right there on the front page. I've donated. I hope you do too on this Memorial Day weekend. Please keep her family in your mind and all fallen officers. But this story just gets worse and worse as you dig into it. Paul Vallone, welcome back to the program. Horrible, horrible story out of Omaha, Nebraska. I'm sure you're familiar with it.
Yeah, that is very, very sad. Very, it's a shame.
It really is. Okay, George the Mad Ogre Hill, welcome back to the show. Let's get going, Paul. We're going to go ahead and play the audio clip. Now, go ahead and set this up quickly. Bloomberg is now in North Carolina doing what?
He's running $1 million worth of TV spots right now, trying to kill our omnibus gun rights bill, House Bill 562. And he's telling some lies about this bill. He's claiming it would abolish gun purchase background checks, which is patently false. And in fact, in addition to benefiting gun owners, it would actually improve those background checks. So,
tell us how.
We have a purchase permit system that dates back from the Jim Crow era, and it allows sheriffs to arbitrarily deny permits to anybody they deem not of, and I quote, good moral character. Well, in 1919, when the law was passed, that meant they would deny permits to minorities. Now they deny permits to people, anyone from somebody who contributed to their opposition's sheriff campaign, to people who took antidepressants 30 years ago, to people who had an other than honorable discharge from the military, in this particular case, because 24 years ago, he happened to want to track down his wife who ran off on him. They deny these permits for arbitrary reasons, but here's the kicker. This permit that they issue, this purchase permit, is good for 5 years, and it bypasses the national instant check system. So that means somebody can get a permit 5 years ago, commit a crime, and then bypass NICS when they buy a gun. Does that sound like a good system to you, or does that sound like something we should abolish so that we can actually conduct background checks at the point of sale, at the time of sale, not 5 years prior to that?
George, you work at where and in what city?
I'm in Point Blank Range in Matthews, and I'm the director of marketing, so I'm also in the Point Blank Range in Mooresville. And we talked about this a couple weeks ago, and I said that this is it's institutionalized racism.
Yep.
It's traditionalized racism, and it's just brought forth into this modern era, doing the same thing, just making sure that the undesirables aren't able to get a gun, aren't able to get a gun.
The undesirables, and the good sheriffs get to pick who the undesirables are, no doubt.
Exactly.
All right, Paul, I'm going to assume, probably safe bet here, that Bloomberg is using his mom's demand action. What a silly name that is, by the way. Funding route that really gets it. And Every Town for Gun Safety, which is the phony liar Shannon Watts. And, you know, she's the professional PR person that's got a lot of the headline surfers and the goofballs duped into believing that she's just this innocent mom who got upset about Newtown and started a Facebook page and just got angry, when in fact she is funneling millions of Bloomberg's dollar. She's a professional PR individual, and she travels with armed security herself. She is the epitome of hypocrite. Having said that, the Moms Demand Action, what a silly name that is, and Everytown, are they involved in the ad campaign?
Actually, he has all of his organizations involved, his AstroTurf organizations, I should say, because we both know that they've got maybe two dozen activists in the state of North Carolina, and they're trying to claim to represent hundreds of thousands of people. Everytown for Gun Safety, Moms Demand Action, Moms Rising, the Law Center for to Prevent Gun Violence, they're distributing literature under a half dozen different names, and it's all the same couple of dozen people.
All right, let's play the spot, Sean. This is your counter to the Bloomberg lies. Sean, go ahead.
My name is Stephanie, and I'm a North Carolina mother of two. Using a front group calling itself Moms Demand Action, billionaire Michael Bloomberg is spending a fortune on TV ads in our state to attack House Bill 562, claiming it will abolish background checks on gun purchases. That's not true. Under a leftover Jim Crow law, originally designed to keep minorities from buying guns, sheriffs now issue purchase permits good for up to 5 years, meaning someone could get a permit, then commit a crime, and then use that permit to bypass a computerized background check. Under House Bill 562, background checks would be done at the time of sale, not 5 years beforehand. Does that sound like abolishing anything to you? Call your state legislators and tell them House Bill 562 is good for gun owners and bad for criminals. I'm a North Carolina mom, and Michael Bloomberg doesn't speak for me.
Paid for by Grassroots North Carolina. For details, check grnc.org. That's grnc.org.
That's a great spot.
That's the message we want other states to convey. Michael Bloomberg doesn't speak for me. This is a real North Carolina mother, not some activist or paid staffer on Bloomberg's, you know, on Bloomberg's payroll. This is a real North Carolina mom saying, Michael Bloomberg doesn't speak for me.
Yeah, that's a great spot. George, your comments on that.
Absolutely. That's the reality that we need to get out. That's the reality that Bloomberg doesn't want you to know. You know, he doesn't know. I mean, what does Bloomberg, what does he know about North Carolina law? He knows nothing. And neither does this Moms Demand Action girl. She doesn't know anything about
what a silly name that is, by the way.
You know, what goes on in North Carolina needs to be handled by people in North Carolina, not be influenced by these Yankee carpetbaggers again. I mean, the state has had enough of it. You know, I know I'm from Utah recently, but, you know, I'm a son of the South. You know, I graduated in Virginia. You know, my dad, you know, my family hails from the South. And this kind of stuff, you know, we don't put up with it in the South.
Yeah, I don't think this is, when we come back from the break, Paul, I want to talk with you about the campaign, because you're very adamant about this is the message you want other states to get out. And when we come back from the break, I want to know why you feel that way and exactly what it is you want them to do, because I think you're going to be successful in North Carolina. I think Bloomberg's going to bite off more than he can chew in North Carolina, just like he did in Colorado and a number of other places. Paul Vallone, Grassroots North Carolina, grnc.org, and the Mad Ogre return right after this. Don't go away. This is Armed American Radio, filling your prescription for freedom.
Even in a clear-cut case of self-defense, a single bullet can cost you more than you think. As a responsible American, you shouldn't have to fear unjust prosecution for using your gun in self-defense. That's why the USCCA Self-Defense Shield is here for you. The most comprehensive insurance-backed protection to help you take control and eliminate the threat of legal and financial ruin when you're forced to defend your loved ones. As a USCCA member, your Self-Defense Shield coverage will give you up to $600,000 to help you get the expert defense you deserve. This member benefit is backed by an A-rated insurance company. Your membership also includes a subscription to Concealed Carry Magazine, all for as little as $12 per month. Your membership is 100% risk-free thanks to our bulletproof 365-day money-back guarantee. Visit carry123.com to learn more and get a free 24-page concealed carry guide. Visit carry123.com and take control today. That's carry123.com.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
Way too often we hear stories of law-abiding gun owners being labeled as vigilantes and the violent thugs being painted as sweet, harmless kids. Here's the thing. If you own a firearm and are forced to use it to protect your loved ones, your toughest battle might very well happen afterwards in the courtroom. You need to know your rights and understand exactly what happens after the smoke clears. And that's the reason the United States Concealed Carry Association exists. So if you go to DefendFamilyNow.com right now, you can download our groundbreaking guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense that will help you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy court, and home with your family when you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. This guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life one day. Simply visit DefendFamilyNow.com to download your 100% free guide. Again, that's DefendFamilyNow.com.
Small, fast, and reliable. Introducing the new CCP, the ultimate 9mm concealed carry pistol from Walther. The CCP's innovative soft coil gas technology softens recoil and allows easy slide manipulation for greater control and accuracy. The small size, ergonomic grips, and lightweight make the Walther CCP both easy to shoot and comfortable to carry. The Walther CCP. Learn more at WaltherArms.com. Known as a bad-to-the-bone fighter with a rebel soul and a rock and roll attitude, the Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is destined to be a classic. Designer Ernest Emerson says the Roadhouse is one of his best designs ever. Just like a chopped Harley, it's low slung and ready to roar. It feels like you've just dropped the clutch and it's ready to jump out of your hand. The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is a must-have tactical folder. Visit EmersonKnives.com. That's Emerson Knives.
For more information and to join the conversation, please visit Armed American Radio on Facebook and armedamericanradio.com. And now, from the Crossbreed Holster Studios, here is Mark Walters.
Welcome back to the Crossbreed Holster Studios. I am Mark Walters with a great lineup. I have George the Mad Ogre Hill here. George, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. It's a pleasure and a privilege as always.
And we're talking with Paul Vallone, Paul from Grassroots North Carolina. Paul, you said something before the break that matters. This is what you want every state to adopt. Taking on Bloomberg is no small feat when this idiot's got billions. And this guy has pledged $50 million, and we know it. This man hates your freedoms. He hates your right to drink and eat what you want. He wants to control your life. And now he's got his tentacles in the great state of North Carolina. What's up with that?
You've got your analysis is exactly right. He wants to control your entire life. I'm so frankly surprised he hasn't tried to just buy the state of North Carolina. But what we've got in response, we don't have his billions of dollars. We don't have the $50 million he's going to spend on gun control. What we do have, however, is grassroots support. And so the message we want people to convey across the United States is we are the grassroots, we are the real people of this country, and Michael Bloomberg does not speak for us.
He's been defeated by us. I don't care how much money he spends. We have, I'll add a couple things that we have in addition to what you said. We have the facts and we have the truth on our side. and that matters. And you can't buy that. American freedom is not for sale.
Exactly right. And what we try to convince legislators, what we show legislators, we direct tens of thousands, just in North Carolina, tens of thousands of emails and phone calls to these people on a daily basis. Okay, Michael Bloomberg might generate a few dozen carefully prepared emails to these people, and the fact is that they need to listen to who the residents of the state really are. In North Carolina, they need to listen to North Carolinians. And it could be the state of Washington. It could be Oregon. They need to listen to the people of their state, not the paid operatives that Michael Bloomberg sends to convey a false message. AstroTurf organizations, that's what they are.
Let's give you a couple of late victories here. Minnesota gun owners, you did it. Governor Mark Dayton, he is a Democrat, by the way, up in Minnesota, is going to sign SF-878, the Omnibus Public Safety Bill, into law. Here's what that means, Paul, in Minnesota. This is a victory that Michael Bloomberg couldn't buy. The governor will no longer have the authority to seize your firearms during a state of emergency. Ownership and use of suppressors will be legal for all lawful purposes. Permit to carry holders will no longer need to provide notification to the Commissioner of Public Safety to carry at the Minnesota State Capitol Complex. The process for the Commissioner of Public Safety to determine reciprocity, this is a good one for all of us, for permit holders with other states will be simplified. Minnesota law will be clarified as to the purchase of long guns in other states. And I am quoting Minnesota gun owners now. This is a great victory for Minnesota's gun owners, and you made this happen. So the grassroots, Paul, of which you run, is so vital. We're a huge champion of grassroots organizations here on this program. You know that. You've been a guest on the show before. We did great work here with GeorgiaCarry.org and completely changed the landscape of the state here. South Carolina reciprocity is now getting ready to happen. Great things are happening in North Carolina. The importance of your organization in the state, membership, go ahead and push it. Where can people get involved, and what else have you got working?
You betcha. We've actually set up a resource center for House Bill 562, which does a bunch of good things even beyond repealing our purchase permit system. It's an omnibus bill that increases improves concealed handgun permit applications, expands concealed carry, and does a bunch of other stuff, including keeping healthcare providers from prying into your medical privacy on whether you own guns or not. They can get all this information at GRNC, like Grassroots North Carolina, GRNC.org. That's GRNC.org.
All right. George.
Yes, sir.
As an individual who makes a living selling firearms in the state of North Carolina, can we overstate the importance of membership in Grassroots North Carolina and organizations like it across the country, wherever you happen to be listening, by the way? We're talking to you. Now, this is just an example because we're talking with Paul and George. Can we overstate the importance of these organizations to our freedoms?
No, this is where you got to get active. You got to get active in your politics locally, because this is where you live. What happens in Washington, D.C., that's really annoying stuff. But when it's affecting your state, you can get out and you can talk to these people. I mean, how far is it to your state capitol, wherever you're at? Think about that. And where do you need to be to let these guys know how to vote to represent you? These are your representatives. Their job is to represent you. So you got to communicate with your state legislature, with your state senators, and let them know that this kind of stuff doesn't work. You got to get out and you got to vote. Don't worry about the big party ticket stuff. Look at those local guys. Those local guys have a bigger effect on your personal life than what happens in D.C. And a lot of people don't pay attention. They don't even look up those names. You got to look up those names, see how they're voting, communicate to them, and just got to pay attention.
Well, that's the key.
To the local stuff.
Being awake is the key. Paul, you know that. That's why your organization exists. It exists for people who now are awake and are understanding what's going on. What's membership in GRNC now?
Well, membership is $30, but here's the thing. We don't even require membership to receive our email alerts. We want to maximize our leverage by activating a core constituency beyond even our paid membership. They can go to our website, sign up for email alerts, and we make it easy. In 2 minutes, you can use a copy and paste message and email list to make your voice heard. It's easy, it's quick, and you can make an impact on the legislative process.
Yeah, you can, and it works.
You guys pay attention. You guys keep track of all of this stuff at the local level in North Carolina. So it's a great resource for people who don't have time to go and research every individual candidate. You know, go to your local group, those grassroots group, and this is the source.
Yep.
I mean, get the information from the horse's mouth.
Hey, Paul.
Be active.
Yeah, you have to join. You have to be active. $30 is an annual membership. That's chump change. You can get off your wallet if you live in North Carolina. And you don't have to be a resident of North Carolina. All of these organizations need your assistance. I just read you the victory in Minnesota. There was victory in Florida. There has been victory in Kansas. Maine has constitutional carry on it now. They're working on it as we speak in the great state of Maine, across the country. So while the gun haters are claiming massive victory because a couple of blue Democrat states cave, as we know they're going to, we're actually really winning. I was talking about Alan Gottlieb and the Second Amendment Foundation's suit in Washington, D.C. The injunction. Kathy Lanier, she's a little mini Bloomberg puppet who is out there denying every single permit that comes in unless you have a police report detailing the threats against you. And they have to meet certain criteria that she determines. Queen of Sheba here in Washington, D.C. And then takes your money for the permit and promptly says, nope, you don't meet the rules that I've set up. And Judge Scullin has smacked her upside the head with the Constitution. The New York Post picked up that story and said, hey, guess what? This is going to happen to New York, too. And you know what? It is. So we are, in fact, winning. Hey, Paul Vallone, we're getting ready to go to the break. I want to thank you for being here with us on Armed American Radio today, grnc.org, right?
Absolutely. And I want to thank you, sir, for getting the word out. You are doing a great service to gun owners nationwide.
Well, we appreciate that. Thank you very much. We couldn't be here. We wouldn't be here if it wasn't for grassroots organizations like yours and freedom-loving Americans across this country. Paul, thank you for the work that you're doing. George, go ahead and hold on to the phone for us if you would. I'm Mark Walters. This is Armed American Radio, filling your prescription for freedom. I'll be back right after this.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The Magnum Research Baby Desert Eagle family of handguns. Excellent handgun protection with plenty of firepower. With a crisp double-action, single-action trigger pull. And available in 9mm, 40 Smith & Wesson, and 45 ACP. The Baby Desert Eagle handgun line comes in several barrel lengths. And your pick of steel or polymer frame. All models come with slide-mounted decocking safety, upgraded fixed combat sights, and several models feature tactical rails. Visit MagnumResearch.com or your local dealer today.
Small, fast, and reliable. Introducing the new CCP, the ultimate 9mm concealed carry pistol from Walther. The CCP's innovative soft coil gas technology softens recoil and allows easy slide manipulation for greater control and accuracy. The small size, ergonomic grips, and light weight make the Walther CCP both easy to shoot and comfortable to carry. The Walther CCP. Learn more at WaltherArms.com. Crossbreed Holsters is proud to offer an addition to our already outstanding belt selection. Introducing the Instructor's Belt. Offering the same quality as our original gun belts and dress belts, the Crossbreed Instructor's Belt offers a clean, buckle-less design intended for a sharp and professional appearance. Sturdy, but not stiff. The Instructor Belt provides even weight distribution of your gun and gear and looks as great out on the town as it does on the range. Crossbreed Holsters, often imitated but never duplicated. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. CrossbreedHolsters.com. The Super Tuck by Crossbreed Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holster available on the market today. Is it any wonder why it's the most copied design on the planet? Used by law enforcement and civilians around the world, the Super Tuck by Crossbreed is adjustable for ride depth and cant. Often imitated, but never duplicated, the Super Tuck holster is available for a wide variety of popular carry guns. For more information and to order your Super Tuck, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hey, what's up? It's AAR Shanto here. Every day you hear the passion that we have for freedoms here in America. I also have other passions, and every week you can check out what that passion is. I've started a new web series. Yes, believe it or not, with all the other things that I have going on, I went and did it. I started a web series, and I think you're going to like it. If you want to see one of my hobbies, all you got to do is check out IRFnews.com. That's IRFnews.com.
Way too often we hear stories of law-abiding gun owners being labeled as vigilantes and the violent thugs being painted as sweet, harmless kids. Here's the thing. If you own a firearm and are forced to use it to protect your loved ones, your toughest battle might very well happen afterwards in the courtroom. You need to know your rights and understand exactly what happens after the smoke clears. And that's the reason the United States Concealed Carry Association exists. So if you go to DefendFamilyNow.com right now, you can download our groundbreaking guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense that will help you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy court, and home with your family when you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. This guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life one day. Simply visit DefendFamilyNow.com to download your 100% free guide. Again, that's DefendFamilyNow.com.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is proudly being sponsored by the Second Amendment Foundation. Join them, won't you, at saf.org.
Welcome back to Armed American Radio. I am Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom. It's great to have you with me today and joined with George the Mad Ogre Hill on this Memorial Day weekend. Hope you remember why we're able to have these conversations. There are people who don't want us to have these conversations. I don't have the piece in front of me now, kind of paraphrase for you, but on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense this past week, I read a piece about a group of college kids who want a MBA graduate's degree. He's a U.S. congressman. They want his master's degree from their school revoked because he doesn't believe in global warming. When you read garbage like this, and it's coming from the tolerant left, you know, the tolerant left who wants everybody to be able to do anything and everything is okay and can't we all just get along and let me park my Prius in your garage and coexist bumper stickers everywhere, who couldn't even tell you who America's first president is, let alone probably who our current vice president is. These dopes want your First Amendment and your Second Amendment. You either agree with them or they hate you. It's pretty much that simple. That's the tolerant left. You don't think a group of those morons would take your guns? Of course they would. Of course they would. It's the progressive left. It's what they want. They want control over you. They want control over your life. They want control over your money. And God forbid you have a firearm, because they can't control you if you do. George, welcome back to the show. I don't think you disagree with that.
No, not at all. These guys are, they're only progressive in name only. These guys, they've taken the word and they've twisted around. These guys are communists They're socialists. They're anti-American, and they shouldn't be tolerated.
You just defined Barack Obama. Let me go back to Grassroots North Carolina momentarily. The fight being waged. Let me put it this way. I've talked with you over the last several months about institutional gun control, and by that I mean gun control coming out of the halls of Congress at the federal level, for the most part being dead right now. The shift has gone to the states. The left has taken the fight to the states. They cannot get their agenda enacted at the federal level. And the previous midterm elections solidified that. As a result, they moved to Washington State. Bloomberg has opened up his wallet to these phony front groups, these shill groups that he's created. Every Town for Gun Safety, Moms Demand Action, by the way, and the rest of them. And they're going after the states that enable that allow ballot initiatives with X amount of signatures, Nevada. And then when they're going door-to-door-to-door, they're busing people in to go door-to-door-to-door to get signatures. Under a ruse, it's a lie. They're lying to everyone about what they want done. They're getting a signature, and it goes on the ballot. And then Bloomberg is pumping millions and millions and millions of dollars to buy television and sway the vote. He was successful in Washington State. He was successful in Oregon State. Next is Nevada.
He's not going to be successful in North Carolina.
He's not going to be successful in North Carolina. And North Carolina is fighting back with the following spot on the radio that GRNC is paying for. I want to play this again. This is important. Wherever you live, copy this. Create one for yourself. Get it to your grassroots organizations. You've got to start thinking ahead. Trust me, Bloomberg's 4 and 5 states ahead of you, and he's 2 and 3 election cycles out ahead of you. I can promise you that. These are the gun control jihadis. They will wait. They are patient. Sean, let's run that clip, countering Bloomberg in North Carolina.
My name is Stephanie, and I'm a North Carolina mother of two. Using a front group calling itself Moms Demand Action, billionaire Michael Bloomberg is spending a fortune on TV ads in our state to attack House Bill 562, claiming it will abolish background checks on gun purchases. That's not true. Under a leftover Jim Crow law, originally designed to keep minorities from buying guns, sheriffs now issue purchase permits good for up to 5 years, meaning someone could get a permit, then commit a crime, and then use that permit to bypass a computerized background check. Under House Bill 562, background checks would be done at the time of sale, not 5 years beforehand. Does that sound like abolishing anything to you? Call your state legislators and tell them House Bill 562 is good for gun owners and bad for criminals. I'm a North Carolina mom, and Michael Bloomberg doesn't speak for me.
Paid for by Grassroots North Carolina. For details, check grnc.org. That's grnc.org.
All right. That's a great spot. We like that spot. We want to keep playing that on behalf of GRNC in North Carolina. We want to give them as much publicity as we can. You're listening on a number of different stations in North Carolina. Please get off your duffs. Join GRNC. Bloomberg's down there from New York City. That's right. That obnoxious Bloomberg gazillionaire is trying to buy you. And unfortunately for you, there are enough stupid people that they depend on. They depend on ignorance and stupidity to enact their agenda. And there are enough there that can be swayed. You have to counter this. You have to counter this. George, here's the big lie about background checks. Would a background check have stopped Sandy Hook?
No, not at all. Not
would a background check have stopped the terrorist attack in Garland, Texas?
Mm-mm.
Nope. No?
No, nope. They didn't help in Fort Hood, Texas either.
A background check wouldn't have stopped. Now, you walked me through the Trolley Square Mall in Utah where the shooting occurred a number of years back in Salt Lake City. Would a background check have stopped that shooting?
Unfortunately, no. It wouldn't have stopped that either. They don't work. They really don't work. They just don't do what they're supposed to do. It's like TSA. It's like the security theater at the airport. They're putting on a show.
Let's clarify this. We're talking about expanded. The quote-unquote, we'll use their terminology, Universal background checks. Universal background checks. That's what we're talking about here. And a universal background check would not have stopped any, would not have stopped what we just told you, would not have stopped Sandy Hook and a number of other shootings. The fact of the matter is, when you buy a gun from a dealer, you already get a background check. And those background checks, when they're successful, and they are successful in many cases, the current background check system. George, have you ever gotten a background check that came back no?
Actually, I have, yes, because there was something wrong with my driver's license. What does your driver's license have to do with your right to keep and bear arms?
I'm not talking about you specifically. I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about as a dealer, as a gun dealer, you probably see rejections on the 4473, correct?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what? Sean just cut that music on. We are out of time. Gosh darn it. Well, George, we'll continue this conversation on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense this week. What do you think?
Yeah, absolutely.
Invitation accepted. Good. All right. Well, listen, I appreciate you calling in. Armed American Radio is what it is, George, in large part because of you. You've been with us for many, many years. You enjoy a great Memorial Day weekend, my friend. And thanks to everything that you do. MadOgre.com. All right, I'll be back in the next hour. We're going to be talking about just a terrible fight going on up in New Jersey. It's enough to make you want to pull your hair out of your heads. Carry on, carry off, and carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. We'll be right back.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org.